Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news, as usual, to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we get today's show started off with some bad news?
Well, this pilot was enlisted to do some work for a happy couple. He was flying his 2013 AT-602 Air Tractor. If you're not familiar, that is a single-seat crop duster outside of Turkey, Texas on September 7th for a gender reveal.
That's funny. I've got a single-seat crop duster as well.
He was flying low over the designated spot and was going to dump 625 gallons of pink water into the air to reveal it's a little girl.
Oh, sweet.
But as he approached, he slowed and trimmed the aircraft. He said that when he started dumping the water, the airplane began to stall, and then he could not get it back. The stall caused the plane to lose altitude, hit the ground, and roll over. It eventually came to rest, inverted on the ground. According to the report, the plane sustained substantial damage, as you'd expect, to the fuselage and right wing. He was not injured, but a passenger in the, I'll say it again, single-seat aircraft did suffer minor injuries. Why was there a passenger in a single-seat aircraft? Am I missing something here?
Oh, you don't know. Huh? You don't know about flying solo?
No, I do. That's what I mean. Why is there another person here? Why is there somebody else just standing in the corner watching? This is strange.
Is it crop dusting if another person isn't there, though? Right. That's my question.
Well,
did the crops
just
really get dusted if there's no one there to see it?
Can we just stop it with your dumbass gender reveal parties?
It's too much.
First off, you know, woman died last week. Plane crashed. There was, what, like a 47,000-acre fire in Arizona last year because of these gender reveal parties. Let's just, like, hey, let's open a letter.
Or cut
let's
some do, cake.
A balloon is fine.
Sure.
But, like, these giant extravagant things
where
you're blowing.
Yeah, like, quit it. It's just ridiculous. So he said that there were no pre-medical or pre-accident mechanical failures or malfunctions with the airplane that would have precluded normal operation. Thankfully, he was not seriously injured or killed.
Thankfully.
Or the person who was in the...
Or the person that was in there with him in his single-seat plane.
Bizarre.
Right. So a Waffle House had only one employee show up for work on a Saturday night. I'm not sure what the Waffle House scene is like in Birmingham, Alabama. Maybe you can help me out here.
It's probably just as dirty as anywhere else.
No, I mean, we're saying, like, it's going to be busy, though.
I imagine it's going to be popping.
Uh-huh.
Because back when I lived in South Carolina, the Waffle House was the place to go on a Saturday night.
Midnight?
When everyone gets kicked out of the bars,
oh, yeah.
too.
Oh, this is post-bar? It was like where we would go, like, in high school.
Exactly, yeah. So only one employee showed up last Saturday night, and Saturdays tend to be a little crazy at Birmingham Waffle House because all the drunk people that come pouring in. We don't know the employee's full name, but his name tag said Ben. He had to take everyone's order, do all the cooking himself, bust the tables, and wash the dishes.
Damn.
So he was totally overwhelmed, but around midnight, an older guy came in. He stood up and said, "Ben, let me help you out, boy." There's a photo of Ben doing dishes, and this other guy helping out, and then the other guy continued to hang out and serve the other customers, and then a drunk woman in her high heels and a short sequin dress who had just come from the bar or event of some kind, also decided to help out. So Ben was cooking. Other customer did dishes.
No, Dave. She
brought people their food.
Dave, she dressed up just to go to the Waffle House on a Saturday night.
You see the bat signal?
Where was she in a sequin dress?
A big projection of scattered, smothered, covered in chunk, diced hash browns in the sky. She's
like, Waffle House!
They need me. They need me now. She took people
their
food.
That's her superhero outfit.
Stacked cups and bus tables.
I'm shocked that there's traditionally not just more than one employee at a Waffle House at any given time. Because doesn't that feel like what it's like? There's maybe two. You got the cook,
yes.
who is definitely
smoking,
an ex-con,
smoking while cooking, and the long ash.
The
hanging
longest
out.
Ash yeah. in America, and then somebody who is going to definitely like yell at you to hurry up and order.
Yes. Yeah.
Always. Mm-hmm. Those two people always seem to. So I guess the other person just called in sick that day, and poor Ben had to do it all himself.
Waffle House has said, hey, please don't ever do this, but good job.
I have a theory on Waffle Houses. At any given point, if any time after like 10 p.m. anywhere in the world, if you just set a police officer outside of a Waffle House, you know crime and or fights are going down at a Waffle House.
Yeah, I mean, like, how stretched thin is every police department where you can't put a police officer where it is certain that a crime is about
no
to
doubt.
Happen?
No doubt.
Without question. somebody is getting assaulted. You ever seen
stabbed,
one of
stabbed, covered, and smothered?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I'm going to chunk and dice you, boy.
That's right. Sign me up, man. I'm hungry as hell. And them hash browns.
Do sound good right now, don't
they? Damn right they do.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Time for our first check of the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Dave. Tell me why you should be my favorite member of the show. Why are you worthy of my favoritism? Right now, my favorite is Ross, but Dave, I really want you to take his spot.
Message deleted.
You want me to try to compete with that of Bossy Rossi? I mean, his generally angry demeanor, the way he berates everyone, the blatant sexual harassment of Mahoney when he goes out to lunch with him.
Mm-hmm. How could I bang bangs.
How could I possibly compete with that, my friend?
I mean, showing up on the actual show maybe once a month for 3 minutes at a time. I mean,
it's hard to compete
with.
It's
just so, I mean, so compelling. I mean, really, I mean, to pack that much entertainment and that much of a lasting impression into such a short appearance.
The way he suddenly just bursts into the room when we're in the middle of doing something else and demands that we make it all about him. Yeah. What's not to like?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, I just want to say this for everyone so I never have to answer any questions or pick photos of cars anymore. I'm not a robot. Stop asking me. I just want to go on with my business online. Why am I constantly asked if I'm a robot?
Message deleted.
It's to make sure that you're not a robot.
Well, the ones that get me are the, like, stoplights. Because define a stoplight or a streetlight. I think they say streetlights. So that could be a stoplight. That could be an actual street lamp. Or that could be like the walk sign, and then
oh,
you're like
talking about
when
you have to go through and select all of the things.
That's what he's talking about. Okay.
Are they ever that tricky though?
Yes.
Sometimes, have you ever gotten one of the little CAPTCHA thing, whatever it's called? Where
I get those wrong every time.
And you're like, I can't. What is that? A W or a six?
Oh,
like,
yes,
what is that?
All
I can't
the time.
Tell.
And then like, do you have to capitalize it? Do you under? Is it a lowercase letter? CAPTCHA and these are all a bunch of garbage. Bunch of garbage.
It always asks me if I'm not a robot in the weirdest times too. Like it's never for anything legitimate. It's not like to check my bank account. It's always like to buy like socks from Amazon.
Well, they can't have robots buying socks.
Robots discovered that kind of comfort. They're going to take over the world.
Sticking around.
Imagine if they took all the socks.
We'd be sockless.
Imagine how much that would screw up our whole society. Nobody wearing socks.
Our feet would just stink to high heavens.
Oh my God.
Please leave a message after the
nightmare.
Hey, everybody. If you could just instill one piece of advice into a newborn baby's head, what would it be? And Mahoney, don't say work smarter, not harder. It's a terrible piece of advice. We want children to succeed, not be destined to be obese, okay?
Message deleted.
First off, working smarter and harder and not harder has nothing to do with being fat or not. So stop fat shaming people.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Okay, here we go. The one piece of advice that I would give a newborn baby is just enjoy this. There's not another time in life where someone's going to carry you around. You can just poop your pants at will. It'd be cute when you poop your pants.
No, man. Invest in Apple.
People are going to take care of you. Mariah Carey, in all of her divahood, all she's trying to do is get back to that point of being a baby where, like, somebody carries her around and she can poop her pants and someone tells her how wonderful she is. They get excited when she takes 5 steps. I mean, that's what she's trying to get back to with all of the fame and money and fortune that
the
she
Christmas
has amassed.
Song.
Yes, it's all
been riding out for 38 years.
It's just so somebody will tell her it's delightful when you mess your pants. Oh, you had corn.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
You know how there have been privacy concerns about Amazon Alexa and how it's listening to you and recording your conversations, mm-hmm. many times your private conversations,
yep.
and then sending them not just to Amazon, but to like third-party people to review?
Terrifying, yes.
Yeah. Well, you think it's all up in your business now. How about this? They're saying they could have an Amazon Alexa device with eyes that even walks in the future.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Fitting the devices with cameras and essentially giving it eyes would expand the technology to aid humans. He said Alexa would be able to tell you the screening times at the cinema, purchase movie tickets, book a restaurant reservation, or even order a taxi, or tell you what time to leave the house to best avoid traffic.
Does she not already do all of those things? Why does she need legs and eyes?
Also said that those tasks would require a lot of pre-planning for a human, but the aim would be for Alexa to practically help you get connected and with the right skill or service, regardless of what you need.
When can I wipe my ass? That's what I want to know. I was like all this other nonsense that I don't need help with.
I was going to go somewhere else, but yeah, I mean similar.
What do you mean you need help with? All of those things
I don't need help with any of
but
that.
But you do for wiping your
butt.
No,
I'm just saying, like, if we're going to add on useless helping features.
Hey, Alexa, it's bidet time. Bring that little hose on in here.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we've already got smart devices listening
Hello?
To everything.
Can you let me out of the toilet now? Nope.
This is your jail.
You've got the Ring cameras. I've got the Ring cameras. So we're already there.
Yeah.
Essentially.
It's close.
At this point.
He suggested that giving Alexa sensory capabilities in the future if the device was to understand speech and human behavior even more. He acknowledged that some users might be standoffish given the privacy concerns, but said Amazon was working to make sure that users could easily delete their data. Uh-huh. Despite the ongoing concerns about the privacy with, you know, people that have Alexas in their house right now, Amazon recently announced a wave of new virtual assistant-powered devices, including a pair of earphones and glasses. Have you guys seen those?
Yeah.
Where you have Alexa on your face at all times?
Because you need that. Google's tried this before in the past. Snapchat's tried. These always fizzle out until it becomes something that I can do faster on my phone. Nobody, like, voice commands suck. Like, that is not the future. Voice commands, like, are not the future of where we are going as a society because, one, you look like a dick when you're like, hey, Alexa, and you're, like, standing out in public doing that, or hey, Siri, or...
But, hey, bro, you're not that busy. Like, just get an Uber yourself.
Yeah. Take 4 seconds and do it yourself.
Yeah.
So until we hit that point, all this just seems like it's for naught.
So I kind of like this. Months after the company began tested hiding likes in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Ireland, Italy, and Brazil, the CEO of Instagram said that the U.S. is no longer going to be seeing likes in some cases. They won't be public, at least. The company will begin testing this week, at first rolling out the change to a limited number of accounts. Instagram isn't the only platform that is attempting to remove publicity agreement engagement metrics from their platform. Facebook, which owns Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, have all experimented with removing engagement metrics from their platform. So hiding like counts is just the latest step in Instagram's quest to become the safest place on the internet, along with algorithms and filters to remove offensive or divisive comments or pictures.
Shut up.
That's ridiculous.
Shut up. I mean, I think the fact that we are even having this conversation is ridiculous because here's what I think they're going to do. We're going to see them like try to scale back likes, and then they're going to charge influencers to have their likes shown. That's how they're going to find, because they're just finding a way, you know, Instagram/Facebook doesn't get their cut right now. They haven't found a way to make it to get a cut off the tummy tee from all the Instagram influencers. So this is a way that they'll find a way to get a cut back from these people who are making money off of their platform.
The way that it reads, too, is that it's not going to, and I'm not sure if this is incredibly 100% accurate, but the way that it reads is it seems that, like, if you have a certain amount of followers, then your likes aren't going to be shown. I don't know if this is like a across the board. Like, I think it might be you have to have X amount, like 11,000 followers, 12,000 followers for your likes to not get
shown.
In
Japan, we've got a couple listeners over there who have said that this has already been going on for a little over a month. So, and he doesn't have over 10,000 followers, and I think it's just across the board over there. But
it
may be implemented different here in the U.S., but good, you know.
I think it's
a scourge on society, these social media influencers. I literally was at a place not too long ago, and I heard somebody talking about how big their social media platform was trying to get hot dogs.
To get hot dogs?
Hot dogs.
Trying to get
free
hot dogs?
You didn't want to pay $3.99 for a hot dog. You wanted to promote it on your Instagram stories.
If you're out here hustling,
trying to be a foodie, that is
trying to hustle me out of $3.69 in free food.
$3.99.
$3.99 in free food. I don't think I need your platform. If your platform is worth less than $3.99.
They told him to kick rocks. That's if you can't afford, if your social media following hasn't afforded you the luxury to be able to spend $3.99 on a delicious foot-long hot dog,
mm-hmm.
You're doing it wrong.
It's a foot-long. Well, what a deal for $3.99. Mm-hmm. It's a couple of lawsuits today that are worth mentioning. Somebody that works at WeWork, that company that had the dude who got pushed out because he was using the company to get a $500 million personal loan and company jet and all this ridiculous stuff. They're suing because of his $1.7 billion golden parachute. I don't think it's going to work, obviously. But, they're all mad at Newman, who's set to receive $1 billion for his WeWork shares, $500 million in credit to pay off personal loans, and $185 million in consulting fees. She worked as an executive assistant, so...
He made way too much money off of that, and everybody else who just got like sidelined.
Insane.
Yeah.
Can I make a $185 million consulting?
Right.
What a job that is. Like, you have no real responsibilities.
You just show up from time to time and tell people what your thoughts are.
Yeah. Make a dumb suggestion, then they change it. Like, oh, no, we should change it back. Well, we gave it a good shot.
Ben & Jerry's also getting sued over the claim that its product comes from Happy Cows.
How can they prove that it's not Happy Cows?
In a complaint filed October 31st in a federal court in Burlington, Vermont, where Ben & Jerry's was founded, an environmental advocate by the name of James Ellers accuses the company of deceiving customers. He said many of the farms that produce the milk and cream are factory-style, mass-production daily operations. He said that only some parts of the companies come from caring dairy programs.
So they're wanting, like, free-range, like... galloping, frolicking cows.
How does he know that these cows don't love being in a factory-style mass-production dairy operation?
Yeah, they have a job.
Yeah.
Blue collar.
Look at us. I mean, we're in a cage that's not much bigger than that.
Right. You can milk me.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
What do they change their slogan to? Our ice cream comes from indifferent cows.
Our ice cream comes from available cows.
Available, for sure.
Hard work.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Blue collar cows.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout?
Jason is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Hey, Jason, how's it going, man?
Not bad. Pretty good.
So I like that you're entering the show today, trying to become the alpha Jason by beating Mahoney.
You're not going to beat me. So... if you think you're going to beat me, why don't you just go, you won't accept the prize unless you actually get more than me, because that's not going to happen. You're going to get the same amount as me.
That's
and
not how it works.
And you're going to have help from Dave and Audrey and Ian, and I'm going to get screwed again because you cheat every week.
Everybody on the text line
lets me know.
Uh-huh.
There's like one guy that will lie to you every week and tell you that we cheated.
I go back and listen to the podcast.
The same guy. Okay, good. Then you know that there's no cheating.
I do know
that there's
cheating.
In fact, everyone that's listening right now will know that there is no cheating.
Okay.
Jason,
no cheating.
You and Mahoney are going to be asked these same questions today. Tell us about your level of education.
For me?
Yeah.
Some college, I've never finished.
Okay. All right. So, again, you guys asked the same questions today. There's a total of 6 questions, meaning there is one pass should you choose to use it. Mahoney, if you'd be so kind as to please leave and go to your soundproof box.
I mean, it just sounds to me like he's scared that he can't get more than me. That's all I'm saying. He's not willing to take that bet right now. You scared bitch.
No problem, Jason.
All right. See you later.
All right. Bye.
Don't listen to him, Jason.
What a nice guy.
Yeah.
What a nice guy. All right.
Let's get ready to cheat.
There is one pass today. I would encourage you to use it sooner rather than later should you need it, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number 1. In horse racing, which Triple Crown race is held on Long Island?
Oh, I'm not into horse racing. Can I pass that one?
Yeah, sure.
Good choice.
The Belmont Stakes is on Long Island. On to number 2, here we go, 5 in a row that you have to answer. Which sign of the zodiac is represented by the ram? Which sign of the zodiac is represented by the ram?
Taurus?
No, I'm sorry. Aries. Aries is the correct answer we're looking for. Aries.
I don't know either of these.
Yeah, it's all right. Who's into horse racing and stars anyhow? All right, here we go. Still got 4 more to go. What did these 7 dwarves do for a job?
Miners?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't have thought that. I thought they just cleaned your house.
No, the hi-ho, hi-ho, off to work we go, the little pickaxe, remember?
Oh, bunch of diamonds
now
everywhere.
Now we do?
Yeah. Do they have a bunch of diamonds?
Yeah. Yeah, like a surprising amount of diamonds in that film.
The Walker Cup is a competition for which sport? The Walker Cup.
Walker Cup?
Mm-hmm.
Bowling?
Bowling is incorrect. I don't think I would have gotten that one either.
Bowling. I can't name any bowling tournaments.
It's golf, actually, believe it or not. But, yeah, it's the Walker Cup is golf. Yeah. Name the world's biggest island.
Biggest island.
Five seconds.
Oh, man.
Just name an island.
Greenland is right. Yes.
Whoa.
Yes. Look out.
Whoa.
All right.
That was
one,
a good guess.
One final question here. You got two right, two wrong. Final question. What does the E stand for in the name Chuck E. Cheese?
Eddie?
Eddie is incorrect.
Chuck Eddie Cheese.
It's not much better. It's Chuck Entertainment Cheese, which is really stupid also. But
Chuck Eddie.
Chuck Eddie. All right. Well, Mahoney is coming back into the room right now. And I tell you what, Jason, that was a lot of fun cheating with. Oops.
Oh,
here he is. Here he is.
So much, Mahoney. Not cheating happening.
Here we go. Same questions. There is one pass today, should you choose to use it. All right. Question number one. In horse racing, which Triple Crown race is held on Long Island?
Belmont.
Belmont is correct.
Great job.
It's you. Big brains. Which sign of the zodiac is represented by the ram?
Bunch of nonsense. Of course you guys would believe.
Five seconds. Just answer the question.
See, shut up. Oh, I get to talk through this, you dick. Pass.
All right.
You're over here like, I'm thinking, and you don't go 5 seconds to Jason over here. No.
No, I did three times. So three times he did five seconds.
No,
so,
the same
okay.
question.
Dude. Okay. Okay.
What did the seven dwarves do for a job?
I mean, in what context?
Oh, wait, the answer to the other one. Did we give him the answer to the other one?
Oh, he passed on it.
It was Aries.
Yeah, Aries.
All garbage.
Yeah.
What was the question again?
What did the seven dwarves do for a job?
They were miners.
Miners is correct.
But they were of age. How? Oh!
Miners.
The Walker Cup is a competition for which sport?
Oh, boy. Sailing.
Nope. Golf. Golf, believe it or not.
Jason said bowling. So it's all right.
Yeah, it's all right. Name the world's biggest island.
Australia.
Nope.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Greenland.
It's Greenland, dude.
Greenland.
Man, Australia's big. What'd you say, Jason?
He said Greenland.
Yeah. You a bitch. You didn't say Greenland.
Final question. Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Okay.
Whatever.
It doesn't matter if you believe it or not.
Shut up. There's facts
and there's things that are not facts. He said Greenland.
Uh-huh.
What does the E stand for in the American restaurant chain Chuck E. Cheese?
Entertainment.
Entertainment is right.
Right.
First time in 2 months, your fat ass got it right.
Well, thank you, Chuck E. Cheese.
Wow, Mahoney.
Yeah. Wow. Good job, buddy.
What's that, Jason?
I don't think I've ever heard you win.
No, this is the first time.
You should listen more because I get cheated constantly.
That's the first time he's ever won.
Oh, man.
Jason, we're going to give you the prize anyhow just because we hate Mahoney so much. Well done.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Oh, boy. Meltdown City here in the studio.
So how many square miles is Greenland? Oh, wait. It's 836.
Is Australia considered an island? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes, it is. It's completely
every continent is an island.
No, it's not.
Yes.
North America is not.
Did you look
on
up the biggest
sides?
Island in the world?
Yes, I did.
And
it's Australia.
Answer? No, it's Greenland.
No,
dude.
It is not.
It is Greenland.
Greenland is 836,000 square miles. Australia is 3 million square miles.
2.97.
Greenland is the world's largest island. While Australia is an island, it's considered a continent.
A continent isn't an island.
Thank you. It is an island. It's a continent. Dude, North America is an island.
Not, because we have this thing called, we don't have water on all four sides. That's what it takes to be an island. Otherwise, you're a peninsula. America's a peninsula. Because we only
have two sides. Dude, you take it back. Florida is a peninsula.
And why are you arguing? You won.
Still, I should have won by more.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So a woman decided that she was going to rob an Arby's and then flee in a taxi cab because hell yeah, lady.
Arby's, we have the meat.
A Florida woman faces armed robbery charges after police say that she robbed an Arby's restaurant in Gainesville, then hailed a taxi cab to get away. The Gainesville police report says that the 20-year-old, whose name is Kashinti L. Taylor, pointed a gun at the clerk on Sunday morning and demanded money. Authorities say that she took $200 from three registered at the fast food restaurant, then hopped in a cab, which police stopped just a couple of blocks away. They recovered a gun and $219.
So what did he, so first off, robbing an Arby's on a Sunday morning, bad call, because nobody's going.
Jesus is watching.
Nobody is going to church or going to Arby's before they go to church. Right. And if you are, you have made a mistake. Second of all, would you wait around for 4 hours while the cab showed up?
Right? Like what kind of cab?
A cab? Is this 1936?
Was there just a cab waiting outside of an Arby's in Gainesville?
He was in cahoots. He was in cahoots.
I mean, and
a Florida woman has filed a federal lawsuit in hopes to keep her four pet chickens, which were prescribed to her to help her cope with PTSD. Karen Morris of Fort Myers claims that Lee County authorities have violated the Federal Fair Housing Act by ordering her to rehouse her chickens within 30 days and pay a $285 fine.
Her name's Karen?
Her name is Karen.
And her doctor prescribed
some chickens. Uh-huh.
More chicken? Are we sure he didn't use another word for chicken?
Yeah, you just
to make her feel better?
You just need to go out and get some blank.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh, Karen.
Maybe four, Karen. Maybe four at the same time, Karen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she
who's that doctor? I need his name.
She refers to the chickens as her girls, and she says that they give her emotional support that the medicine can't. My girls have changed my life in a positive way, and I'm not removing them. The girls are all I have.
I think that animals do give you emotional support, but this is weird.
You don't have the right to have, like, there are certain animals that, you know, if you're living just in a normal neighborhood that you don't aren't allowed to have. I'm sorry.
I had a rooster in my neighborhood. Like last year around like the first snow that we ever had.
Wow,
and
annoying.
Then I just went from getting woken up around like 3:30 in the morning with its roos. And then all of a sudden we got the snow and I never heard it again.
Hopefully it froze to death.
I think it did. I'm pretty sure it froze.
A Michigan man whose hobbies include ritualizing combat with replica weapons from the Middle Ages said he wielded a battle axe that he calls my baby to fend off an intruder. The 36-year-old, whose name is Ben Ball, said that he was playing video games at his apartment.
Hell yeah, he was.
About 130 miles west of Detroit late Wednesday afternoon, when somebody who once dated his ex-roommate kicked in his door. He believed the intruder might be armed, and so Ball grabbed his battle axe, took two steps forward, and struck the intruder in the torso.
Holy cow!
Oh, my God!
No! After he grabbed it straight off the wall that it was sitting on the couch. He was playing video games.
He's like, finally. After the two grappled, the attacker fled. Cops deployed a canine unit to track a trail of blood, leading them to the 33-year-old, whose name is Alex. Kalamazoo County officials say that Rawls spent the night at the hospital before going to jail, and he also faces a home invasion charge.
If you hit somebody with a battle axe, they could still run away.
Well, and they still fight you. Like, you're such a bitch.
Yeah, I feel like struck sounded a lot more damaging than what actually really happened.
Yeah.
So let me play you some audio here of Ben Ball talking about it.
Well, number one, it's not LARPing. A lot of people are like, oh, is it LARPing? And it's like, no. This Band-Aid was actually from filming last night for our newest episode. I've got a double-headed carbon steel battle axe that was homemade by a gentleman who has since passed. That's what I call my baby. Door open, grab the axe, step, hit. There's a bloody mess everywhere.
Did you see a picture of what this guy looks like?
God, hold on, can I guess?
Yeah, please try. All right, give me your best description.
He's knocking on the door of 40. He's white.
Yeah.
He's got short brown greasy hair, glasses. How am I doing?
Okay, let me tell you, he actually looks like a troll from, like, Lord of the Rings.
Oh, my God, I was way off.
I mean, he's
wearing a Star Wars shirt, first and foremost.
White guy with a long-ass beard.
He looks like an Amish guy if an Amish guy was...
A nerd.
If an Amish guy and a hobbit made love.
Yeah, he does look like a hobbit.
Definitely looks like he could have been like the, you know, one of the extras in Lord of the Rings.
Yes, for
didn't
sure.
Make the, didn't make the cut.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, finally, he has made the cut.
Well, kind of. I mean, the guy still was able to run away and fight him.
So, you know, when you start dating somebody or you're trying to start dating that person, you do all kinds
early
of stuff.
On,
yeah. You do all kinds of stuff to try to attract them.
Like, I am a good potential mate.
Yeah.
And those are all lies.
All lies. And everyone does it, right? Guys and girls.
Yes.
For sure. Like, I mean, we've all bamboozled our significant others in some way, shape, or form, and our bamboozlers.
Which is accurate.
Our significant others have all bamboozled us as well.
So when I first started dating my wife, there was one time where I got, like, pretty sick. Like, I had strep throat, and I hadn't been that sick in a long time. But, like, strep throat takes you out.
Kills you. Yeah.
It's rough.
Especially when you talk for a living.
Yeah, and you can't move off the couch for, you know, a few days. Like, you really just need to, like, basically sit there and get better.
And it's serious,
yes,
too.
Like,
not to get on a strep throat side note, but, like, you can die from strep throat.
Yeah, I mean, normally if you're, like, really old or really young.
I knew a young person who lost all their extremities.
What?
Yes, really? They lost their hands and their feet to the strep. So don't sit on strep throat. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
Well, and I was really mad about this strep throat. This is how serious it was, is that I was planning on going on a guy's trip.
Oh, no.
With one of my rich friends.
Oh.
And he has a private plane.
No!
And this was going to be the only time that I'd ever flown private in my life. And I had to bail on it. He's like, meet us at the private airport. We're going to get on a private plane. We're going to go to Montana, this cool-ass cabin.
Who gave you the strep? Did you find out?
I don't know. But I just started dating my wife, and she brought me... Some chicken soup, some homemade chicken soup, but didn't even, like, come over. She just, like,
she put
didn't
it in a thermos.
Tell me, surprised me, put it in a thermos, left it on the front, and came over and rang the doorbell, and I was like, oh, that is so sweet.
Well, she didn't want to get
is
sick.
That is the sweetest thing ever.
I mean, it's so sweet, but she also didn't want to get sick. She
like, texted me after she dropped it off, because I thought I saw something in my front door. I'm like, I didn't think anything of it.
What's
a grizzly bear? What is
it, Rob?
I didn't think anything of it because I was like, I'm not getting up. I feel like crap. And then she's like, hey, I made you some soup. And now I could actually have lost all of my extremities and be dying, and she wouldn't come over and just pour a little water in my mouth. You know, she's got kids now.
Did she actually make the soup, or did she buy it?
I mean, she tells me she made it. Oh, this tastes like Panera.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So what did you used to do for your significant other to try to prove to them that you were the ideal mate, only to realize it's probably a mistake? Probably shouldn't have lied about that.
I was out at dinner with my grandparents, my parents, my wife yesterday, and my mom actually reminded me of this, and it'd been so long that I'd forgotten about it, that, like, one of our early dates that I was courting my wife, that I made her, like, Alfredo, like fettuccine Alfredo from scratch. Like, yeah. The sauce, the noodles, all of that. Like, I spent hours on that. I could not, I had blocked that out of my head. I could not even fathom. Like, I love my wife dearly. But, like, spending, like, 4 hours doing all of that to get a single meal ready when we could just be like, baby, you want to go to the Olive Garden? Split a thing of breadsticks.
Jamie said on Facebook, at Dave Mahoney, fishing. I honestly don't mind fishing, but I used to go with him many nights a week to sit out in the dark, muggy nights. I report that we have been together for 12 years now, despite my lack of fishing acumen, and we've been pretty happy. But, I mean, sitting for somebody with hours.
We're sitting and doing what your significant other's hobbies are, like their passions are. Like, you have to kind of, like, see if you like it or not.
Yeah.
Then you're like, no.
Well, that was, like, kind of a nice thing, though, to, like, spend the time together, but...
Spending time together is one thing. Like, that's nice. Because, like, fishing, at least, you know, you're there together, that sort of thing. You know, yeah. It's not like you're...
But it's also, like, really boring if you're not into it.
Yeah, but whenever you're kind of first starting to date them,
yeah.
You know, you're kind of... It's like the 21 questions as you're waiting for the fish you're never going to catch.
But if it's cold...
And then
you do catch the fish, it's disgusting because you don't want to touch it.
Don't ever touch it. Ew, never touch it.
So slimy.
And the worms putting the bait on too.
I don't mind.
That stuff.
You know what traumatized me as a kid? Putting hooks through minnow's eyes. Like you had to like slide the hook under the eye, like
you go in through the mouth and just pop it out of the eye.
Well, it wouldn't put like through the eye, but like you could slide it around it.
Ah.
Yeah. Oh God! What do you? You would. You can slide it around the eye, man.
A lot more traumatizing is when you'd catch a fish and it had eaten the hook.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like down in there and you're trying to get it out.
Yeah, nope.
So you're trying to let, and then you just like accidentally rip out all of its guts. You're like,
oh, my gosh.
It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, my God. Next story.
Brandon said the band Alt J. I told her I'd go to their concert the night we met. We played it in the jukebox. Honestly, I wasn't even listening to it. But it's been almost 5 years. Never went to the concert. Still together.
They've been touring a whole lot.
I mean, do you guys, like, have you ever pretended to like a type of music for somebody?
Never.
No.
Never. Never. Not once.
That's too hard.
I did go to an NSYNC concert.
That's too hard to pretend.
To like, what?
I went to an NSYNC concert like 20 years ago when they were touring in like 98, 99.
Uh-huh.
I went to that.
But you loved it, didn't you?
I did enjoy it.
All right.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I was about to call you a straight up liar if you said you didn't enjoy
The smooth listenings and dance moves of NSYNC. Oh, I enjoyed it. If I was single, I would 100% probably try to fake liking country.
Oh, how many dudes out there have pretended to like country?
All of them.
And they start to get into it. They're like, no, man, it's just the songwriting. Like, they really tell a story.
Yeah.
It's just, I like
the
it.
The heartland
like,
of America.
Yeah, Tracy Atkins really gets me.
Why do girls just listen to country? Guys listen to country, too.
Yeah.
And all country just sucks.
Guys are just faking
old country's good. Old country's good.
Yeah. But the women are at the country shows.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Ian, when you and your girl were starting to court a little bit, I mean, because you've got a bunch of weird tics and habits, and I mean, she's a little kind of an odd duck too, so you guys go well together. But was there anything
they
marched
the beat of their own drums, Dave?
Was there anything you tried to hide actively?
Oh yeah, that I was well put together, both at home and
mentally. How would you try to pull that off?
She was super, like, super, not that she's not good looking now, but she was a babe, like, back in the day. And I think my influence has kind of ruined her. What? Now she doesn't shower and, like, all this stuff. She's taken influence from me, but I just totally fake the fact that, like, yeah, my apartment's clean. I really like my job. I show up on time places. I'm good with communication, all that stuff.
Well, you do, I will say, you know.
Oh, my God.
I've grown up a little bit.
You've never.
What? It's true, though. I did that with all my relationships before that.
Oh, my God. You did not just tell everyone.
Have you had this sort of negative influence on all of your girlfriends
where they stop showering? Yeah.
No, man, you got to get the essential oils back. You know, you don't need soap. You don't need detergent. Just let it be.
This is not a patchouli sponsorship, but it sounds like it.
Yeah. Here's an interesting one coming to us on our text line at 73100. I've been overweight my entire life. About 6 years ago, I lost 150 pounds, started dating my current wife, and since put half of it back on. Joke's on her, though. She already said I do. You're welcome. I mean, that's, I would say a lot, most people, for the most part, in relationships do put on a little bit of weight.
Yeah, for sure.
That's supposed to be a sign, right? I don't know if that's just something that people say.
It just shows you that you love that person.
It shows that you're comfortable in that relationship.
Like,
that's right.
If you're like hit the gym every single
day.
Hey,
what you doing? Why are you trying to, what you doing over there?
Yeah. Like, hey, baby, this is like, I just don't want to be that appealing to other people.
That's right.
This is for you. I am fat for you.
I'm camouflaging how good looking I am.
That's
babe.
Right. Because of how much I love you. Same thing with this horrible mustache.
And the halitosis and the general disdain for other humans and the wasting of money. All of that's for you, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be rich and good looking over here.
That's true.
We'll be able to keep the women away.
That's right.
That's a good
That's
one. Always hiding how much money you really do spend from your significant other. Not necessarily debt, but like I always in the beginning would like, oh yeah, no, I like got this for us, like these concert tickets. Like I'm not going to tell you how much they are because they weren't like that expensive kind of thing. Or like my shopping habits, hiding the bags. I would always hide the bags.
Pretty sure within bags. That my wife waited to tell me that until we were married about all her student debt.
No, we knew about it.
Did we?
Yeah.
We?
Yeah.
She told you?
You told me.
Oh, I did? I'm like, I don't know about this one. A lot of saddlebags here.
No, we talked about that one.
Yeah.
But I feel like...
Everyone has student loan debt. Everyone has student loan debt.
Now,
I mean, most people have degrees that go along with it.
Yeah. Those of us who dropped out of community college, we do not, hopefully.
Ta-da!
Ta-da! One of the things that... Well, I think you're right, though. But I feel like a lot of couples do fight about spending. That's why, like we have always, like, from day one, and we will probably until, you know, the last day I live, is that we will keep our finances separate.
Yeah, we keep ours separate, too. Andrew just doesn't trust me with my money.
My wife doesn't either, but, you know. That's why we have, like, the joint bills account that it automatically gets deducted into.
Ian, do you and your girl commingle your accounts?
She controls all of it.
She controls all of it.
But I got my secret accounts, so it's okay.
Do you?
It's my old crap accounts. Yeah. In case you guys fire me or she dumps me.
I'm leaving town account. Exactly. Yeah, you got to have that.
I do.
How much you got in your...
Don't worry about it.
No, tell me.
Don't worry about it. Don't ask him these
questions.
I overdrew my account the other day, so I had to take out a couple of hundred. So I have like 1,800 in there. It's enough for me to survive for like a couple of days.
Where are you going to go? You're going to split town on $1,800?
No, I'm going to go stay at Mahoney's house or something. I don't know.
Huh.
No, I won't. No, I'll probably get a motel.
$1,800 a night.
Damn.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
No fridge privileges either.
Come on,
get out of the kitchen.
Come on, man.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a text here at 73100. I asked my husband how I tricked him, and he said, quote, "You hit a very specific kind of crazy very well. I didn't realize how jealous you were."
Yeah.
He only realized that I was crazy when I wanted to fight a girl who gave him a jump hug at a concert. I was 7 months pregnant. We had been married for almost a year by then. Okay.
You don't go jump hugging other women's men.
You don't go jump hugging anyone. The only people that do that are chicks on The Bachelor, and it's creepy as hell. Stop that.
I mean,
if you're like 21 fresh and you're like, that's just a weird thing. And not even to another person of the opposite sex. That's weird.
I think dudes, when we were younger and we were drunk and you hadn't seen somebody in like ages, and then you randomly run into them.
You would run and jump hug them?
No,
I'm talking about like where the girl runs up and like jumps.
Oh, you're like wraps the legs,
like wraps
around?
The legs around.
Oh, well,
that's
sometimes.
Like a very, hey, I want to bang you thing. That's
I would love to find a man I could run and jump hug and wrap my legs around. Everybody else would just...
I would fight that girl, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, fighting when you're 7 months pregnant, probably not well advised.
Listen.
it's such a delicate balance, though, because as a dude, you kind of like, there's something like very flattering and very like kind of intriguing about somebody who's jealous at first. Like, because it's hot at first because they're so about you. But then, like.
Really?
Oh, like, because you don't realize it's jealousy at first. That's what it is. You just think that they are like just crazy about you, and you don't think that they're just crazy in general.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's a fun.
Because you buy into the hype that you're so great.
How could you not buy into the hype that you are so awesome?
What about Vanna? She said, "I pretended to like Dane Cook, so I'd invite him over, and we'd spend hours laughing, or at least he would."
let's put on a CD.
Ken said, "I pretended to like Maroon 5.
I mean, if
Wait, Songs About Jane is a great album. Sorry.
Nah, man.
Hot take.
Nah.
So
Harder
good.
Harder to breathe.
If you're going to go, like, again, that's like one of those bands, like, if you want to find good-looking women in the audience, go to a John Mayer show, go to a Maroon 5 show, country.
Casey said, I got into WWE wrestling because I thought it was the thing that he liked. I thought it was the dumbest thing in the world after watching it so much, so I sort of did get into the storyline. Rather comical.
Same thing with my wife. Same thing. MMA, WWE. She's placated all the awful stuff that I watch as a 38-year-old.
Totally normal. That stuff's all geared towards 38-year-olds.
It is now. Uh-huh. But it is now, though. Yeah. It is. Because there aren't young wrestling fans anymore, unfortunately.
There's not?
There's very few compared to... It's all old, jaded guys like me who are just the worst type of people in the world.
Angry about everything.
Yeah.
Talmore said, "I didn't fart for 3.5 months. Guess that worked out.
I once held a fart throughout an entire 2.5 hour long movie.
Why didn't you just get up and go to the bathroom?
Because she was like laying on me. And like, you know, early on.
Oh, you can't.
She came over.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
This was like the first time we're watching a movie. We were watching like Miller's Crossing. And which I love that movie. Good movie. But she's like laying down on me. And I had eaten... Like, I think I had eaten some like Taco Bell or some sort of Mexican
food.
So
you messed up.
Oh, of course. I make poor life choices constantly. But I just remember like my stomach being in so much pain like just ridiculous. Like you know, because like if she comes over, and this is before like anything had ever even like progressed in the relationship, you know. But
you mean
like,
you hadn't had sex yet?
I was just about to say, no, what happens if she wanted to stay the night? Would you have held it through the entire?
Or what if she just like rolled over and she's like, "This movie's really doing it for me," and you're like, "No,
you're not, I mean, nobody's turned on by Miller's Crossing."
Exactly. That's why you get distracted. You don't put on a great movie. Right? Put on the boring ones.
No, I want to watch a good movie.
Just like pick any Sandra Bullock movie or anything with Jennifer Aniston and put that on. Yeah, you're getting laid for sure.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
Somebody's like, I can't miss what happens to Adam Sandler at the end of this one.
She thought I was being a gentleman. That's why I escorted her out. Oh, wow. He walks away. Then the second she left.
Danger zone.
Oh, boy.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Seeing as it's the holiday season, are there any movies that you guys watch that pertain to these Thanksgiving holiday like season? Like, for example, during November and December, I love watching the first Home Alone movies, 1 and 2. It just puts me in a good mood.
Message deleted.
I don't really seek them out, but I mean, The Christmas Story is such a classic around this time of year, right? Like, when you get past Thanksgiving, especially, like, whenever that's on a channel that you're flipping through, like, I'll stop and watch that.
I mean, is he looking for Thanksgiving movies?
Or just, like, holiday-themed type movies?
Because I don't, like, there's, like, one Thanksgiving movie I watch. Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Cute.
I've got that. Nice. And I think, what is it?
The Great Pumpkin or something like that? Is that what it is?
No, that's more of a... That's
more Halloween.
More Christmas. Oh, is it? More Halloween for The Great Pumpkin. But I just start with Christmas movies.
Yeah.
Home Alone. I'm with you. Home Alone is always good. Where do you guys fall on The Nightmare Before Christmas? Is that a Christmas or a Halloween movie?
Halloween.
I do Halloween, too.
I do Halloween on that one as well.
I love the Harry Potter movies. They're like very like festive.
And they were originally released in the theater, like the first four, right around Christmas time.
And it's not necessarily like Christmas themed, but it's like something about like the lights and the magic of it kind of remind me of the holidays. So I usually watch those around this time too.
See, I find Lord of the Rings is very much tied to the fall time for me, like around football season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I like autumn, you know,
They're good nap movies for sure.
Yeah, but I don't have any like specific Christmas or any holiday movies in general that I really seek out. My daughter.
Love Actually? You ever watch Love Actually?
Love Actually. Yeah.
I always get suckered into watching that with my wife.
Who's in that?
Hugh Grant and Alan Rickman. And it's a whole ensemble cast. Rick from The Walking Dead before he was famous.
Yeah.
And he's got a British accent, so it really throws you off. You're like, what are you doing, Rick?
Which he actually does in real life.
Yeah. I mean, he's
from the UK.
He's from the UK. Yeah. A Christmas Carol, Scrooged. With Bill Murray is always... I mean,
Bobcat Goldthwait's in that, too. He goes crazy.
I love Christmas time. I think it's the most fun time of the year. That's why I feel like only having 25 days to celebrate it is not nearly enough. That's why, like, you know...
Your tree's up.
Our tree's been up for weeks.
Ian's tree never comes down.
Yeah, amateur.
Did you change your lights outside to...
I think that's happening today, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have they still been, like, purple and orange?
Yeah. I mean, it's only, you know... A little while after.
There are 2 weeks past.
Man, what the hell?
Almost.
I've been busy. Leave me alone.
Please leave a message.
LED. You hit butt on your app.
Yeah, Mahoney finally won. Mahoney's dumber than a fifth grader. Congratulations, bro. You bum.
Message deleted.
How am I a bum? How am I a bum? The guy shouldn't even got two answers right.
Why?
Because Greenland, first and foremost, was wrong. It should have been a much bigger beating.
Well, according to that logic, as somebody pointed out on the text line, Antarctica is 5.4 million square miles surrounded by water on all sides. By your logic, you still lose that one because that would also be an island.
I lost that one, but he got a point for that, so he should have lost a point for that one.
Yeah, you won. Just like take it with some grace, man.
I'll continue to win.
No, you won't.
I will.
This is your first victory in ever.
No.
Please leave a message after the tone.
My boss had a big, old, nasty booger in his nose the other morning when I was talking to him, and I couldn't keep my eyes off it. I mean, I hate the guy beyond belief, and yes, I didn't tell him because I hate him. I hope he was walking around with that nasty, disgusting, drippy booger all day long.
Message deleted.
First of all, barf.
Why would you describe that to us? That's horrible.
That's so foul. Secondly, if y'all ever see a booger in my nose, don't tell me you're fake friends.
Well, how are we gonna? We're both taller than you, though. That's like the problem.
Yeah,
like,
we're not gonna see the.
You gotta have shorter friends for that. Like we got the downward angle, man. We can't see up in that schnoz.
All right. Well, if I ever see a booger in your nose, I'm telling you.
You give us a heads up. Thank you. Thank
you're welcome. Because there's nothing worse than walking around and then seeing it in the mirror. And you realizing all the people that you've seen with the big old booger hanging out your nose.
I don't take people seriously. If they've got a big old booger in their nose or if they got the old like pepper tooth or something.
Oh, pepper tooth.
I'm like, it doesn't matter what you're saying right now. It could be brilliant. I'm missing all of it because I'm so distracted about how stupid you look.
Now I'm nervous. Okay. No bats in the cave.
Were you eating?
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Checking too, huh?
You checking there too?
Yeah, like your nose starts itching, you know what I'm talking about? You're like,
I always feel, because I've got a nose ring too, so yeah. I can't ever know if it's a tickle of a booger or a tickle of the ring.
You live a hard life.
Tickle in the ring.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So things are not going well for Cuba Gooding Jr. His girlfriend freaked out on him in a bar in Miami, and we don't know exactly what caused the confrontation, but we do know that she threw a drink at him and then stormed out.
Mm-hmm.
That Cuba is such a move.
Yeah.
The drink toss.
Oof. You ever done that?
No.
Yeah. I've never had anyone do that to me either. I don't think that I think that would be it. Like if somebody ever gets to the point where like throw a drink in your face, like that's a pretty big insult.
What's worse, the drink toss or the spit in the face?
Spit's worse than the drink.
Barely, though.
No. Spit is exponentially worse than the drink. You get wetter with the drink, but the spit is nasty. But if I knew somebody was going to throw a drink in my mouth or throw a drink in my face, I would try to
open drink it all. Ah, thank you.
Like a dog
thank
trying you. To bite a hose. We should try that.
Her name is Claudine De Niro. She's the same lady that he was with when he first got accused of groping that woman in New York City this past June. In the video, she was seen talking to him at the bar, getting close to his face and telling him something that seemed to get her worked up. While Cuba was remaining calm in the conversation, she got upset and knocked over at least one glass at the bar, and then she cleared the deck of whatever else was on there, so just kind of like smashed everything out of there as well. It's unclear exactly what they were arguing over, but his attorney is saying that she got, quote, a little overly playful while partying.
Okay. Now, I watched the video, and it looks like she is furious with him. And, you know, after watching the other videos of Cuba Gooding Jr., and then you add this on top of it, it's just,
Stay home.
Why are you going out, man? Like, if you are trying to clean up your image, and if you're trying to fight this fight saying that, like, no, I've been mischaracterized as X, Y, or Z, and then you continue to find yourself in these situations, it becomes one of those situations where you've been charged with things, but you haven't been convicted of anything. But we start seeing where there is smoke, fire can be as well. And so I think your credibility in the eyes of the public is going down each time one of these incidents happens.
Yep.
He seems like just a giant douche. Anyway, it's like, man, you were so likable for so many years, and then you just turned
snow dogs.
You lose the fame. You're just not like you're not an A-lister anymore. So what? You just become kind of an angry, older, jaded dick now.
So speaking of people that are kind of clowns, Dan Bilzerian, the dude from Instagram, says that he is planning to run for the White House in 2024.
Now let's leave that to the adults.
Yeah, when asked about comment, he said that he was interested by Kanye West's talk about wanting to run for the White House.
Again, Kanye, let's leave this to the adults.
Yeah, and he was asked whether or not he would get serious. He said, "Yeah, I think there's enough time between now and 2024 to get my S done. If he does run against West, that would make these two celebrity supporters of the current president, Trump, now running for the White House in 2024, which is why they're waiting until 2024. Blazarian is known as the king of Instagram because he has more than 29 million followers.
You know this is a joke, right? Like, it's got to be a joke?
You know that he pays those chicks to hang out with him,
right? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, most of them are like bootleg porn stars.
Yeah.
I mean, they're beautiful women.
I love it.
If I had the money, I'd pay him too. I'm fine with it.
And actually got sued by one because remember he threw one off a roof and she broke her leg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was throwing her off of the roof of a house into a pool and she broke her leg because she hit the side of the pool on the way down.
Ow.
Yeah, so that's somebody we want running the country. Cool. Yeah. I mean, again, let's get back to letting the adults do these things and no more celebrities. Like, hey, I mean, The Rock, let's like everybody who's
the
talking
Rock,
about running.
Kanye West, Dan Bilzerian, like, stop.
Cool.
Like, there should be a level of public service that comes with that, right? Like the idea
this shouldn't
of like
be used to boost your own platform.
Right. It's not like for you to get clout by being the president. It's like help the people and govern the people.
Service for the country. Right. Yes. You know, maybe former military people, you know.
Especially on Veterans Day, you know,
So
Dr. Sleep set to lose $20 million for Warner Brothers.
It's pretty good reviews, too.
They released it at the wrong time.
Yeah.
I mean, they released it after Halloween. So Warner Brothers suits are baffled and saddened by how well-reviewed 74% Fresh and the good audience polled, like Dr. Sleep, B-plus in the cinema score, but the horror movie is not doing well. But again, they released it after Halloween, and they're saying that Dark Fate tanked and could have a $130 million loss, and estimates figure that Dr. Sleep will clear about $149 million in revenues from global theatrical rentals, and that's not nearly enough compared to what it costs to make and promote this movie, so they're saying it could lose $20-plus million.
I mean, it's 90% fresh from the audience, which is pretty...
It's huge.
I mean, the fact that, you know, 74% fresh from the critics is pretty decent, mm-hmm. but 90% from the audience, anything over 9 out of 10 is damn good from the audience. So it's kind of, I don't think they've done a good job of letting people know that it's a sequel to The Shining.
Right.
I think the messaging on it has, like, they should have just called it, like, The Shining 2 Electric Boogaloo, mm-hmm. and it would have made hundreds of millions of dollars.
The previews just show the twins in the hallway. That's really it. Like, there's nothing else that, like, kind of, like, leads to it.
Use them as the two.
Yeah.
Like,
ooh.
See?
Why did they put you in charge?
I should be working in Warner Brothers marketing department.
You should be.
That would require work.
Yeah, it would. They should just pay me.
That's all the work
he should be a consultant.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I saw Midway over the weekend. That beat out Dr. Sleep. You know, interesting movie. I love, like, seeing, you know, World War II movies. But they sprinkled in some Chinese propaganda in there because it was produced by a Chinese production company.
Oh, really?
See if you can spot it.
And I was like, huh, how about that?
We've been looking for you.
I bet.
Who's got the warrant?
So it's a pretty simple game here. We got three individuals that Ian talked to out in the streets, and one of them has an active warrant out for their arrest. Our contestant today, Ivan the Blind Mexican. How about that? Ivan, what's going on, man?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Good. So, again, three people that Ian talked to, you're trying to figure out which one has an active warrant for their arrest based on the small conversation that you're able to hear that Ian has with them in advance, okay? One of them has an active warrant. Here we go. The first person that we're going to introduce you to today is Frank. Here is Frank. You're trying to figure out if he has an active warrant.
Dude, you were flipping me the bird as I was walking over here. Why'd you do that?
Anger.
Are you angry at me or just in general? Now, do you want to give your name?
Frank.
Frank. Now, Frank, are you single, married, divorced, and have you ever been arrested before?
Yes.
How many times?
A lot.
Now, do you have a partner by chance, single? All right, you're single. Now, of the many arrests, which was the worst, in your opinion?
The 8 months I just did for assault.
But you got out.
I did the full term.
Assault? Did you kick the shit out of a guy?
I beat up a security guard.
What'd he do to you?
Swung on me.
All right, so Frank sounds like a real swell guy. He was just standing out on the street flipping you off for no real reason?
Yes, he was. And that's what attracted me to Frank. I was just literally walking down the road and there was a guy just holding his fingers up at me. So, of course, okay. I'm going to go talk to that guy. He was also wearing an Insane Clown Posse shirt.
So. Yeah.
He knew you were down for the clown.
Whoa. Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
So, Ivan, does Frank sound like the guy that could have a warrant to you?
Frank sounds like a friend of mine. Yes.
So the thing is that Ian said that the person that has the warrant today has the most severe warrant that we've ever heard on Who's Got the Warrant. So keep that in mind.
Thanks.
Here we go. On to number two. This is Sean.
Now, do you want to give your name?
I'm Sean.
How old are you? What do you do for a living? Are you single, married, divorced?
I am 50 years old. I am the director of design for a major gaming corporation, and I am divorced. Super single.
You are probably the most well-esteemed person we've ever had on Who's Got the Warrant.
Well, that. I don't give a
Have you ever been arrested before?
Nope. Hell no.
How about any interaction with police?
Never, no. I'm angelic as But I did have a speeding ticket when I was 17.
You paid that off, right?
My God, I hope so.
So Sean, when you told him that he was well put together, wanted to, I guess, kind of come off like a hard ass? Like
yeah,
he started using bad words?
He was on a Grindr date, so okay. I think he just wanted to look cool for
How
his date.
How did you come across him?
I was at a bar, and he was at a bar.
Okay. You just like go up to people in the middle of their dates?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. All right. Ivan, what do you think? Sean sound like the sort of guy who would have a severe warrant?
He sounds interesting, man. I don't know about a warrant. I want to hear the third one, man.
All right, this is Michael.
Now, do you want to give your name, sir?
My name is Michael.
Hi, Michael. Michael, you are shaving, and you look so fresh right now.
Thank you.
Seriously, the goatee looks real good on you, and you're holding a sign that said, need drugs. What kind of drugs do you need?
What do you got?
Seriously? You're open to anything?
Yep.
How about PCP? Do you want a PC? You want some PCP?
I don't think you can get that anymore.
I can.
For real?
No, I'm joking. All right, so we're playing Who's Got the Warrant. Are you single, married, divorced?
Single.
Single? Ready to mingle, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
I read about those meth parties on Craigslist, man. Those seem crazy.
Yeah, I had a few orgies in my time.
Now, in that time between the orgies, have you ever been arrested?
Of course.
Oh, man, how many times if you were to estimate?
Probably about a dozen.
What's either the craziest or the most severe charge?
Armed robbery with a deadly weapon.
Jesus Christ, okay. Now I want to know what you robbed. Was it a convenience store or was it...
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven, okay.
Okay.
Oh, I was robbing 7-Eleven after this orgy. I needed a cigarette.
A meth orgy.
All right, Ivan, so it's time for you to make a play here. Who do you think definitely does not have the warrant? We'll start there.
Man, maybe I'm thinking the second one might not have the warrant.
Yeah, you are correct. He does not have a warrant.
Sean does not.
Let's have a listen.
Okay, now here's the ultimate question. Do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm really, really positive.
Yeah, still trying to be a hard ass there.
Still trying. Yeah. Maybe a little too much. So now it comes down to Frank, who we heard first, and Michael, who we heard last.
Frank just got out of doing an eight-month stint assault.
Flipping people off as Ian was walking by, and, you know, obviously... Kind of an angry guy.
Really yes. Angry. Doesn't like security guards.
Meanwhile, Michael just down for any of the drugs. All of the drugs.
Robbed a 7-Eleven.
Uh-huh.
And had a sign that said, we'll take any drugs.
Yep. Yeah. Need drugs.
I think that's my answer. I think Michael still has a warrant.
Is that your final answer, sir?
Oh, you son of a bitch. I hate when you do this.
Just say yes.
Yes.
All right, yes.
Just pro tip, when we ask, are you sure, that means you're wrong. And
if
when
I
Dave
say
says,
final,
is that your final answer?
Just say yes.
Just say yes.
All right, here we go. This is Frank, who does not have a warrant.
Here's the ultimate question. Do you currently have a warrant out for your arrest?
No.
And we're keeping it that way, right?
Yes.
Just got out of jail.
He's been rehabilitated. Hallelujah.
I'm so nervous to hear Michael and his bad thing he did.
Okay, now here, I just want to preface this. Now, I did talk to Michael about this particular warrant after this. He did not want me to air the details because, again, this is something that he can definitely go away for a long time. But I am researching, and I have to contact the police about this.
Really?
Seriously.
It's bad. Yeah. Yeah, he's...
Should we even air it?
No, because it's fine. It's fine.
For
Dave's
now.
Looking at me. It's not. Don't worry. Don't worry.
No.
It's fine. I just definitely have to contact the police about this.
Oh, my.
It's okay. I knew
God.
This was going to happen when we started this bit. I was going to wind up with somebody that's doing something wrong. It's just he told me the town, and now I just need to research the crimes and then get in touch.
You're going to solve the crime?
Did he murder somebody?
Just play it. It's fine. Now, here's the ultimate question, though. Do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest?
Probably.
Where do you think?
What state are we in?
We're in Nevada right now.
I think it's in California.
Do you even know what it's for?
Manslaughter.
Yeah, so Northern California, he gave me a particular town. So now I have to research those and get in contact with the police and make sure that Michael goes away.
Is this the Michael Myers?
What? No, his name's not Michael Myers. It's Michael. Should I say his last name?
No.
Okay. Because he did give his last name, which is the crazier part. So
okay.
I just have to make sure if that's a correct name. You knew this was going to happen. We were doing this.
Can
bit.
We tell the people at least what he looks like so they don't like go up and say hi to
where
him?
Where did
and,
you
like,
find
talk
this
to
guy?
Where is he
this guy,
at?
This guy was downtown. He was holding a sign that said "Need drugs." He has a freshly shaven goatee. He's very dirty. He's obviously a drug addict.
Yeah, somebody who
do
you
not approach.
Only person who would go up and talk to him would be you.
I showed up for work today.
Manslaughter.
Did you add that little scream at the end there?
Yes, yes. Oh, that was not a woman in the background.
I didn't know that was actually what it's for.
Manslaughter.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Ivan just thinks all of this is hilarious.
Relax, man.
I'm sweating over here, so nervous.
How do you think
God.
I feel? I got to talk to these people.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So O.J. Simpson has filed a lawsuit against the Cosmopolitan, alleging that unnamed employees defamed him by telling TMZ that he was ordered off the property in 2017 for being drunk, disruptive, and unruly. He denied in the lawsuit filed Thursday against the Cosmopolitan that he was belligerent, broke glass, or damaged property. The Cosmopolitan declined to comment. The complaint acknowledged Simpson got a notice banning him from the property after he spent several hours at a steakhouse and a lounge. The 72-year-old is part of a parole, obviously, program from prison, and he is living here in Las Vegas. O.J. Simpson is a dirtbag, and he should have been kicked out of the casino from all the things that I heard. Whether or not they are true and they should have been told to TMZ, I don't know, but the fact that he is suing just shows the sort of person that O.J. Simpson is.
Sycophants who want to go up to O.J. Simpson and get their picture taken with him are just disgusting. That guy is a piece of garbage. And should not be like, oh, everybody's just okay with like, oh yeah, just accused murderer, convicted in court too, of murdering Ron Goldman.
Well, like, and then stiffing their family out of all kinds of money.
How much money do you still owe them?
Yeah.
OJ.
Yeah.
Millions. Millions. Yeah. I walk into any establishment that's treating him right, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm glad the Cosmopolitan banned.
Yeah, makes me want to go there 10 times more.
Ian, you said there's a guy that follows O.J. Simpson around town?
Well, actually, Vital Vegas, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Twitter handle, but he actually goes around and he has cards that says, "Hi, you may be aware you're taking a selfie with a confessed double murderer, O.J. Simpson, but what you might not realize is you look like an effing moron."
Yes, I love those.
He gives those out to people taking
That's
pictures
funny. I love
with
it. That's funny.
Awesome.
Props.
Yeah, good on you.
That's hilarious.
Give me some of those cards.
So a bunch of fans have requested refunds, and they booed Madonna after she showed up to a show here in Las Vegas 2 hours late. She was scheduled for a Thursday night show at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace, but she showed up 2 hours late. Many people who attended the show, which is part of a three-night engagement, took to Twitter to complain because, of course, they did. Mm-hmm. It was a Thursday night. The show was scheduled for 10:30, but reports say didn't take the stage until after midnight on Friday morning. The late start was so aggravating that, according to Wonderwall.com, more than 500 refunds were issued after the show. Guests were told to arrive by 9:30, had to wait for approximately 3 hours for the show to start.
That's insane.
No.
You know, any artist who continues to think that their time is
more valuable,
you know, like you set a start time. You get to pick. You set the start time.
And the
if
dates.
You can't, yeah, and the dates. You set the start time and the dates. And if you can't adhere to that, then I'm out.
I get mad when people show up 15 minutes late to a meeting. Like, why is your time more important than everyone else's?
It's not.
Everyone else is in the room sitting here waiting on you. It's obnoxious. But when you're paying, in this case, one guy out of Florida had come to Las Vegas, bought his tickets for $1,000, shows up late to the concert, and then, you know, he's mad because, of course, they're mad. You just wasted
two hours of my life. You're just standing around with nothing going on.
This particular guy tried to get a refund, but to no avail, according to the complaint. Meanwhile, Madonna responded Friday night on Twitter with a video saying, "Here's something that you all need to understand, that is that a queen is never late." And the caption, facts.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. That was her response? Uh-huh. Wow, that is tacky and absolutely terrible. People come to Las Vegas, like you just said. This guy came in from Florida, has paid $1,000 in order to see your show. Probably only here in Vegas in order to see your show and have fun in our city. And that's how you make our town looks. Are you kidding me?
Do you know what else
is
disgusting?
So disgusting.
And really tacky? Madonna.
Yeah.
Oh, that just made me really mad.
I also kind of want to say it's,
like, what on earth?
Screw you.
A queen. Okay, maybe 40 years ago. Terrible.
Well, ugh. I think
Madonna
sucks. This dude's own fault for buying tickets to a Madonna show. That's on you.
I mean,
same. No refunds. That's on you, you clown. Yeah. Don't support such an ass like her.
She's been terrible for years.
Yeah. Just a self-righteous douche.
So casino CEOs love the potential of sports betting going nationwide. There's a lot of people that have said, you know, once sports betting becomes nationwide, no one's ever going to come to Las Vegas anymore.
Wrong.
That's not the case at all. In fact, one person who works, who's the chief financial officer over the Wynn, said the earnings call last week, we're likely to launch a sports betting product in early 2020 in New Jersey, then move out to selected states and hopefully deploy that product in Massachusetts. It'll be a game changer for the Encore Boston Harbor. Strategy for MGM Resorts International involves drawing millions of eyeballs to MGM products. Last month, it announced a partnership with Yahoo. So, yeah, these companies are all positioning themselves to potentially, you know, be the spot where wagering is prevalent. Whenever it is available in each one of these states.
It's going to be huge. And the reason why it's not going to kill Las Vegas, we've already had a trial balloon with this when it came to poker.
Yep.
When poker was happening, the poker boom, the online poker boom was happening, Full Tilt and Poker Stars.
You could sit at home and play in your underwear.
Yes. And you know what those people did? They loved it, and then they wanted to come to Las Vegas for the real thing. We saw so many giant poker rooms. The poker craze just, like, went crazy. And you know what killed it? It wasn't the lack of interest in poker anymore. It was the fact that you took the ability to play nationwide away, and so it dried up. So I feel like this is going to have the same effect that Poker Stars and Full Tilt and all those did back in the day. More people are going to want to come here and play with the big boys.
Coyote sightings making people in Summerlin pretty nervous. I understand why. Coyotes have been spotted inside the gated community of Queens Ridge.
The hockey team?
Yeah, the Arizona Coyotes.
Are we getting them too?
They're loose on golf courses all over the city.
Because I know nobody's showing up to their home games.
One resident reported seeing 8 coyotes in one neighborhood. Residents say that neighbor Schnauzer was taken by a coyote and later found dead between April 1st and June 12th. The Nevada Department of Wildlife reported 69 reports of coyote sightings in the Las Vegas Valley, and they say it is on the rise.
Are we allowed to shoot coyotes?
No.
My guess is probably not, because I don't think firing a firearm inside of a...
On a golf course or something? Yeah. Probably
saw 3 of them outside in the parking lot last week, believe it or not.
So, do you remember the story that I got shot at?
Yeah. Huh?
When our buddy Tom and I, when we got shot at, we were playing down at Chimera Golf Course. Do you remember this?
No.
So, this is what, maybe 2.5 years ago? We were down there, and we were on the 18th hole, and a guy comes out with a gun... And he pops off around at a bunch of birds. But the birds were between us and him.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And you're like,
come at me. Come at me, bro. Nah, man. We called the police.
Did you?
100%.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
I completely had forgotten about that interaction. But that was, like, bizarre.
Tipsy or toddler?
Kyle is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Kyle? How you doing, man?
Good, good.
So tell us about your experience with people that have had way too much to drink.
Vegas. Best part about out here.
All right, fair enough. What about kids? Any kids in your life?
No.
All right. So the things that are said here could very easily have been said by either a person that's had too much to drink or a little kid. They are either tipsy or a toddler. We're just going to read you the words that were said. It's your job to figure out which is which. If you get 3 out of the 5, you're going to win today, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Number 1. Mahoney, take it away.
I'm Liz. Neen. Two. Tattoo. Don't. Don't. Erase it. It's proof. I have to pee. I'll be right back. In other allergy, I cut myself on the tum.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler, Kyle?
I want to say tipsy.
Tipsy is correct. Yes. Well done. Let's have a listen.
I'm listening to Tattoo. Don't erase it, because it's proof. I have to pee. I'll be right back. Another reality. I cut myself on the thumb.
I love Tattoo.
Do you?
That's so funny.
Really?
All right. I love it strong.
Kyle on the board with 1. Well done. Audrey under number 2.
Shining. Ow! You're Kim Kara. Easter Bunny.
That's it. Is that tipsy or toddler?
Toddler.
No, I'm sorry, actually. That was also somebody who had had too much to drink. Let's have a listen.
Shining. You're Kim Kara, Easter Bunny.
All right.
Okay.
All right. 1 correct, 1 incorrect. Here we go on to number 3. There was a checky dat, two beer. In a moment, he got them fresh and ate it really big, really.
Is that a tipsy person or is that a toddler?
Oof. That one's a tipsy.
Tipsy is.
I'm going to go.
No, I'm sorry. That one was actually a toddler. Yeah. That was a toddler. Let's have a listen.
There's a checky dat beer. In a moment, he got that fresh. And he ate it big, really.
All right, so we've got two more to go here. You've got two incorrect. That means you must get the next two correct in order to win today.
All right.
Take it away, Mahoney.
Number four. Okay. A big go too fast because there might be police. Officer sees you go fast, and he will turn on the lights and the sirens and go, wee, 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 wee. Do you know why I pulled you over?
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
That's got to be a tipsy person.
You sure about that?
Nah, let's go toddler.
Toddler is correct. Yes, there you go. All right, let's have a listen to this crazy kid.
Okay, don't go too fast because it might be a police officer who sees us going too fast and he will turn on his lights and there goes, wee you, wee you, wee you. You know what? I pulled you over.
Whoa, that was adorable. Yeah, also, really her parents obviously drive very fast. Oh,
two correct, two incorrect. Fifth and final one, you can get the win right here. Good luck.
Yeah, all right. Oh, okay. Ceci, you my best friend. You help me out tonight. Yes, sir. You gonna take care of my draws. My leg keeps moving.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler for the win?
Oh. Tipsy is what I'm going to go with.
You did it. What a comeback. What a comeback. Wow. Let's have a listen.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Jesse, you're my best friend. You're going to help me out tonight. Yes, sir. You're going to take care of my throw up? My leg keeps moving.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So Burger King, a little boo-boo here, made a mistake when they were discounting a bunch of meal deals, and it cost them more than $12 million.
Wow.
How did this happen?
So there's a New York-based Carrols Restaurant Group, which operates over 1,000 Burger Kings, 1,032 to be exact, admitted to mistakenly giving customers a double discount on the Whopper meals earlier this year, and that error added up to $12.4 million. Wow. For the franchisee in the first 9 months of the year, a net loss of $8.2 million. The company was offering two Whopper Junior burgers for $4, two Whoppers for $5, and two Double Whoppers for $6. They tried to get customers to trade up with fries and drink, but accidentally gave them additional discounts. The customers were supposed to be charged normal prices for the fries and drinks, but were instead given those for the lower value meal costs, and it caused the restaurants to lose nearly $1.50 on every sale.
And it took them over nine months to realize that this was an issue.
Wow. 9 months and $12.4 million flushed.
1,000? I mean, you own 1,000 Burger King restaurants.
Yep.
There's only 17,000 Burger Kings in the country.
Yep.
So you own one in every 17 Burger Kings. That's a lot of damn money.
The CEO in an earnings call was obviously apologetic because, you know, they hadn't performed as well as it would.
So it's a publicly traded company?
Yeah, we screwed up and it cost us a fair amount of money. He went on to say the mistake was a one-time error. No, it wasn't. It was a many times error for nine continuous months.
Nine months.
Like an 8 million times error.
The franchisee stock fell 8% following the news.
So how much money did they? You said they lost $8
million? No, $12.4 million. And it was a net loss for this year of $8.2 million.
Yeah, like, so literally sold like 6 million burgers.
Yeah.
At that's a lot of burgers.
A lot of burgers.
Wow.
So a major security scare happened at Amsterdam's airport at about 7:30 p.m. the other day. It was bound for Madrid. There was a plane. It was Airbus A330. There was a hijacking scare. The pilots had squawked 7,500, which is the code pilots enter when there's a hijacking, as is normal in these kind of situations, taken very seriously. The police responded in a massive way. The planes were kept away. Terminals cleared. For the beginning, there was more questions about whether this was a mistake or not. For example, this happened during the boarding process, which was weird. Typically, if a plane were to be hijacked, it wouldn't happen until the boarding process was complete and the doors was probably closed. Mm-hmm. But in this case, no, they said at 7,500. Turns out that they were just explaining to an intern how these things work. And so they said 7,500, which is a code. And as a result, basically shut down an entire airport.
Oh, God.
Whoops. But, you know, just...
But better safe,
just in
than,
air.
Better safe than sorry. But yeah. Also, like, if you're that intern and you on your like first day on the job, you enter the hijacking code into the thing,
mm-hmm.
shut down the airport, police have to board. Oh my God, what a nightmare!
So that dating app profile that you're swiping on might not actually be a real human. That's pretty.
Wait, you mean there's aren't horny singles in my area trying to meet me?
I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about like on Tinder and stuff. Like people make all these fake profiles.
It's catfishing. Everyone gets catfished.
Why? Like what's
because they're bored.
People are crazy. And that's why.
They want to be talked to. This does not shock me at all. Like at all does not shock me.
Dating apps become more popular. Bots are becoming more and more common on those platforms as well. Malicious bots used to created by third parties. Most dating apps may have a point to condemn them and actively trying to weed them out. Nevertheless, experts say bots have been deployed by dating app companies in ways that seem deceptive. Match.com was one of the top 10 most used dating platforms currently accused of doing this. So they're saying that the companies can also be behind it to keep you coming back.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of stories like this where, like, you know, if you're getting ready to cancel your membership, then you'll end up getting messages or you'll get likes or something like that, whatever the system may be, to keep you like just stringing you along.
Well, there's definitely
so mean.
We definitely heard this with that that Ashley Madison site before.
Yep.
Ashley Madison is a site for like
cheaters.
Married people that
but they were advertising, so everybody knew about
everybody
it.
Everybody knew about it. So, like, if somebody saw you on AshleyMadison.com, they'd be like, well, you're definitely trying to cheat on me,
yeah,
your wife.
Or if you suspected your husband was cheating on you.
But there was a couple of women who have come out and said, yeah, we worked for Ashley Madison, and they would pay us to just engage with these guys. Because I guess it was like a coin-operated thing or something where you had to keep funding your account to keep talking to these people. And so,
what a scam!
And so these women would just work for this company, and they would just talk to all these losers who were trying to cheat on their significant other, and they were just employees of the company, just raking in money.
Do you know anybody who's tried to use the Facebook dating yet?
Actually, I do.
Is that the crush thing? Like you?
I've seen it pop up on my Facebook.
We had a report about that a couple of weeks ago, where like you say
no, there's
that
like
you,
a straight dating.
Oh,
it's like
really?
A dating. It's like within Facebook. Subset, it's like yeah. Like you
are
know, like, you know, like Facebook Marketplace, but it's like for dating now.
Are they doing the crush thing now as well?
I do think I'm it's just sure. The Facebook dating.
So they were talking about doing that. I don't think it's actually deployed yet, but where like you can put secret crush for somebody. And then if they also put that you're their secret crush, then you'll...
Their connection?
Oh, yeah.
But what
that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
What has your friends...
I like to do that to my first cousins.
Oh my God.
So, just to see what happens.
Oh, geez. So for my friend, whenever she was just trying it out, I think it was just more of like just like scoping around. Like, I don't know if she's actually like engaged in any, yeah, no, engaged in any activities on there yet. But I feel like whenever you're going through these... You have to be kind of aware. Like, if you're, like, talking to a bot, they're talking like a robot. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There's no... Yeah. I feel like it's really easy to spot the weird people who are sliding into your DMs that are, like you said, the fake porn bots that are, like, going in your DMs. Like, you can tell that those aren't real humans who are talking to you. How do you not know if you're on Tinder or if you're on Hinge or Bumble or any of these sites and you're talking to a robot?
Right.
Don't you think that would be easy to spot or no?
I feel like I've got a pretty high tolerance for spotting fake stuff like that.
You guys just see pretty chicks and you're just like...
No, man. Like anytime you like, you look at your like on like Twitter or Facebook or
hey,
Instagram.
Hottie, click on this link and see my nudes. You're like, yeah. Definitely real. Seems she's got zero followers.
Well, I clicked on the link. There are no nudes.
What's going on here?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I just worry about Facebook's dating because the like marketplace seems so much sketchier than even Craigslist on Facebook.
Everything about Facebook seems sketchy. Yeah. I just don't trust Facebook at all.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Nobody gets it. Like, this is a real town. We have churches. My nephew was born here. He's raised here. And don't disregard Las Vegas as some sort of weird, like, oh, my God. Who knows? We don't even want your franchise here in the first place. I just want to say, man, this is a real town.
Message deleted.
There is so much to unpack.
What? Why are you that just came out of nowhere.
Is this a call from, like, 7 years ago when Chick-fil-A wouldn't get here?
We have a bunch of churches, and we have Home Depots and normal life in the suburbs like every other city.
We actually have we're actually kind of lucky in a way because we get all these other franchises and restaurants from all over the world that want to open up a Las Vegas location. Like all these great restaurants in New York always want to have a Vegas location, or even in San Francisco they want to have a Vegas location.
I forget the name of the place, but the Hawaiian spot that's opening up.
Zippy's? Right?
Zippy's?
Is it Zippy's?
Zippy's, yeah. So obviously a huge contingent of Hawaiian people that live here in Las Vegas.
Like White Castle, Shake Shack. Well, White Castle and Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake.
Like there's literally like none of those anywhere else on the West Coast. And we are getting, not only do we already have two, or is it three now? Because you've got the one down in Prim, you've got the one downtown, the one on the Strip, and then there's going to be another one off the Strip. So we'll have four White Castles here in the, you know, the greater Las Vegas area.
For people that don't want to bring their franchise here because it's Sin City, whatever. Like
the guy from Chick-fil-A died.
Yeah, like take your ignorance and kick it. But I kind of like the fact that Las Vegas has something that is so well known that people think that it's just that. Because think about how many other terrible cities there are across the country and across the world that you don't know anything about.
Yeah.
Like, what is in Greensboro, North Carolina? Like, is there normal life there? Yes.
Is there a borough full of green stuff?
Yeah. Precisely. There is only normal life there. Yeah. Like, there is nothing special about that place that is known to the rest of the country. Whereas Las Vegas has that thing. Everyone knows what the Strip looks like, has an idea about what to do when they come here. Like, it's an amazing city.
You and I have lived here about 15 years each, and I still, like, I was driving back on Saturday night from the Tough Enough fights out at Samstown, and I'm going down the 95, going south on the 95, and apparently I missed my exit.
Whoops.
To go on the 215 West, which I don't know how. This has happened to me twice. I think something changed over there since it's an interchange I very rarely use.
I've missed that one before, too.
It's like, how does that happen? I'm like, crap, I'm going to Boulder City. But so I had to, like, flip a bitch down on, like, either Horizon Ridge or Wagon Wheel, whatever it was. And as you're coming back into the city.
Love that Darius Rucker song.
And it's dark and you can see the entire valley. It's all lit up. It's beautiful. You know, it still gives me it still gave me goosebumps. Even though I'm pissed off because I missed my exit. And I'm like, you know, driving home and after a night of working very hard.
Yeah, long night.
Long night. Many hours.
Uh-huh.
But driving back into the valley, seeing the entire valley, seeing all the Strip, seeing all the valley lit up, it was like, I love this town.
You know what? Every time that I get the same feeling. Like when I go out of town, especially if I go up to Utah, and like when you come back from 15 northbound and you're coming in, you pass the speedway and all that stuff, and then you come up over the bump and you just see the
See the city. Oh,
you're
it's amazing.
Home sweet home.
I like the 95 better though. I like them both, but I feel like the 9 because you're up higher. You're up higher on the 95.
Don't you
try
to shame the 15 for being down to earth?
It's on the DL, man. It's on the DL.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do any of you have enemies at work? I'm not talking like competition wise with other radio shows, but maybe other people who work in the building that you actively hate.
Message deleted.
Luckily, most of them have been
fired. Yeah.
Most have been fired or moved on, and you know we have a pretty good crew.
Now,
I was gonna say I don't
hate anyone that works here.
I hate things that people do.
Yeah.
But I don't hate anyone.
Like whoever the Phantom Crapper is, that's unacceptable.
That is
you don't leave a turd in the toilet and not flush it.
Let's talk about workplace etiquette. Who do we dislike more, the Phantom Crapper or the because we've only had three incidents. I mean, only three. But we've had three incidents, but we have somebody who microwaves nasty-ass fish every single day.
Are the people who just leave their stuff in the fridge?
And I will
the,
say,
the phantom crapper's a way bigger offense.
But like it doesn't smell in there, though. I will say, like, I didn't walk in there and, like, whereas the fish, every day, you could smell that. You
have
to
see, man. That sucks that you guys have a phantom crapper and the crap doesn't stink. Like the women's restroom, I'm just like, yo, can you give me a courtesy flush or four? What is happening in your butt?
Set up a poopery dispenser or something in there.
There is.
Oh, and they're not.
There
using
is spray. It does not get used. And there's nothing worse than like that like cheapo like dollar spray. Because nobody's gonna go out and like buy the nice stuff. So it's like we've just got the floor poop.
Like imagine if you could have like potpourri grenades where like somebody's taking
drop
a
them
dump
over.
And you're just like,
I got you, girl.
This is how you know you have not made it in entertainment. You have not made it in entertainment until you have a private bathroom.
When you are big time, you get your own bathroom.
It's not the gold microphone, those douchebags.
No.
Elvis Duran and Ryan Seacrest and Rush Limbaugh. You're stupid. You gold plated a $300 microphone. Get the hell out of here, you idiots. No, when you have a bathroom, John Boy and Billy, those are the dudes who know what's up. Right. Howard Stern. With a private bathroom.
And a private elevator.
Doesn't want to see people in general, which is kind of ideal.
Yeah.
But the private bathroom, that is when you know you have made it in entertainment.
Nobody else can
poop
here.
We could put a porta potty right here.
Yeah, anywhere could be a private bathroom.
Yeah, anywhere can.
If you just pop a squat in the corner and close the door, it's a private bathroom. Okay. Until somebody walks in. Oh, my God.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Here we go. This is probably going to make some people mad, but I need you all to weigh in on it. Is soccer a sport? I know globally it has that title, but in your eyes, do you really see it as a sport? Did any of you actually play soccer? If you did, I'm sorry, but you're a bitch.
You're annoying. I played soccer.
Soccer
you're annoying.
Is
it is really
a
hard.
Tough sport, man.
Not only that, this is like the stupidest hot take ever for a couple reasons. People love to hate stuff because other people hate on it.
Yeah.
It's like, cool, okay. What did you see this on Twitter first? Now you're just like jumping on the bandwagon. Shut up.
I feel like.
Like, you know what
I'm,
I mean?
No, I'm with you. I mean, soccer is probably. That and hockey are probably the most two exhausting sports because all you do is
run
back
and
skate forth.
And run and skate. And run,
very
run,
rarely run. Do you get to touch the ball or the puck.
Yeah.
Like that is exhausting. I mean, I'm a proponent of calling everything a sport. Ping pong, sport.
Hell
bowling,
yeah,
sport.
Hell yeah,
darts, sport.
Definitely.
Poker, sport for sure.
Hell yeah.
What are you doing tonight, honey? I am drinking.
I am running
whiskey,
to the bar.
Smoking cigars while I sport with my fellow sportsmen. Dear. Leave us alone.
Gambling sport?
You bet. Playing Keno, sport.
It's a lot of finger pushing, a little action. Dude.
I mean, the action.
That can be a sport.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, I'm sweating, aren't I?
I mean, I'll agree that soccer can get boring at times. If you're not invested
you're not,
in the players.
If you're not into it, but baseball
a lot of
boring
things are boring. Yes.
Nah,
golf is terrible to watch on TV.
Baseball's way better to drink, too.
But okay, golf is terrible
breaks.
If you're not
there's
into
breaks
it.
There's breaks for drinking. That's why baseball is awesome.
Oh. Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So you know where this is going, right? A man has an earache, and he goes to the hospital to see a doctor, and the doctors discover something living in his ear.
Is it a roach? Is it a spider? Is it a snake?
Oh, my God. If a roach was in your ear, would you just barf right on the spot?
I'd die immediately.
Well, good news. It was not a roach. It was a family of roaches. A man in China had been suffering from an earache, discovered his ear was filled with almost a dozen cockroaches.
Oh, hell
what?
No.
What?
Disgusting.
He said his it hurt a lot. It really hurts. Something was scratching and making a clawing noise on the inside, and it caused a lot of discomfort. The patient said a member of his family had previously shown a light inside of his ear and said, oh, there's a huge bug in there. Doctors examined the man's ear canal and found an adult cockroach surrounded by her newly born insect offspring.
Oh, this is horrible, man. No, thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'm itchy. Are you guys itchy thinking about it?
How gross is this guy, though? So he told him that he would leave food by his bed at night, and that might be how they got into his ear. Like, you leave so much food exposed by the side of your bed that there is cockroaches all over it, like crawling in your brain.
I want to know if that cockroach got pregnant in his ear or she went in pregnant and then gave birth in the
right?
ear.
Like,
either way,
she was pregnant before.
That's a single mom cockroach, and now we have deprived her of a home. So that sucks. She just had babies.
Is that ear a blank check?
I'm chopping the ear off. I'm chopping my ear off.
Yeah, I mean, like, was there another cockroach? And then he's like,
I'm going to go grab a pack of smokes.
Wait, he never came back. All of a sudden, you'd have 10 baby cockroaches and leave mom in there. Oh. Where's the 12th roach?
Where are you dad? My dad?
Where
are
is dad? Dad? Not cool. This is another one that's strange in a different way. An orangutan was granted legal personhood and moved to Florida.
Good. I like this.
Yeah. So a judge ruling declared that Sandra was legally not an animal, but a non-person human. That meant the orangutan was entitled to some legal rights enjoyed by humans, plus better living conditions. With that ruling, I wanted to tell everyone something new, that animals are beings and that they have some rights. They should be respected, said the judge. According to this ruling, Sandra, 33, was born in Germany, spent 25 years in the Buenos Aires Zoo before arriving at her new home on November 5th. The director at the center in Florida said Sandra is adjusting to the new center, joining 21 orangutans and 31 chimpanzees who have been rescued, retired from circuses, stage shows, and exotic pet trade.
Love this.
Can she drink?
I mean,
she's 25, right?
No, she's 33. She spent 25 years in that zoo. Yeah. Yeah.
And so, old, can she vote? Because God knows we need some help down in Florida.
Florida is always like 59 or 49-51, regardless of what it is. I saw somebody on Twitter around the election time. It's like, if Florida had to choose between an ice cream cone and a kick in the nuts, it would be 49-51.
Every
always
single time.
That close, every time.
I do like that Congress just passed a law that it will be a federal crime if you are abusing animals.
Absolutely.
Like,
yeah,
animal cruelty. It hasn't cleared all the loopholes yet, you know, but Congress has passed that. So I like that's a good step, because people who abuse animals, man, are just the worst type of people on the planet. And, yeah.
Mahoney, this next story is going to tilt you, my friend. I'm sorry.
What's that?
I know how much you love Christmas music.
I do love it. I think it's the best. Why are you going with Elvis? Go with some Bing Crosby. Also, want to blow your mind? Listen to a Bing Crosby song that's not a Christmas song.
Does it still feel like Christmas?
It does.
What do you mean?
Oh, does it? It's weird here. You're like, whoa.
Well, a shop over in the UK in York has banned Christmas songs for the sake of the staff morale, according to the owners. No holiday music will be played this year at York Gin because they have to endure such music for hours each day and would ruin Christmas for shop floor employees, said the zone's director.
No, that's a Grinch.
Like the Muzak that you're normally playing in there doesn't get repetitive. Everything gets repetitive if you're in the same place every single day doing the same thing.
Yeah.
God, that sucks.
But they do start playing Christmas music in malls and shops.
It doesn't bother me at all.
Early,
it
but
oh, really, Dave? This one doesn't bother you.
November 1st.
Oh, this is the worst song ever made.
You know this is Mariah Carey, Dave.
And I. It's a banger. Keep it going.
I can't believe Nick Cannon got to sleep with this angel.
Wow. It was getting really good.
I don't hate it for a second.
I
wish that every time.
Sick of it?
You know
no.
what's a,
I like
okay,
hearing
hold
it live.
On. Marketing genius idea. You had the great idea earlier.
What's that?
For Warner Brothers. I got a great one here to help inspire sales for Amazon.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Every time you open Amazon, Christmas music starts playing. I would buy the hell out of stuff.
Would you really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just you open it and then... oh, crap, I turned it down. Sorry. That?
Yeah.
No.
I'm putting everything in my Amazon cart. Oh, Amazon cart. Yep.
Bye.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
MGMT is coming to Las Vegas. Your chance to win some free tickets in Know the Show. Here's today's question.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Have you ever pretended to like a type of music?
I went to a concert like 20 years ago when they were touring in like 98, 99.
Uh-huh.
I went to that.
But you loved it, didn't you?
I did enjoy it.
So we were talking about the things that you used to fake in order to get with your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
To make them think that you were the perfect suitor. And Mahoney went to a very specific concert back in the day, and he, on paper, probably wouldn't have gone, this is one that I want to pick off the list of shows that I want to see, but you sure did enjoy it.
I had, not only was I had to buy the tickets, because this is before, you could just go online and find sold out tickets and pay, you know, on StubHub or wherever. So I had to buy them from a friend. And as one of the caveats of that, I had to give him my $350 paintball gun as well.
Oh my gosh, on top of the purchase price?
So I paid the cover price for the tickets, which is like $100 each, and then had to give him a $350 paintball gun.
What was your friend doing squatting on those tickets to begin with? Was he going to go with his girl?
I don't know what he was
doing. Man, you guys are so thirsty to get laid.
I don't know what he was doing.
Trying everything.
But I did get the last laugh because we never paintballed again after that because I was the one who always wrangled everybody up.
That was it for your paintball career, huh?
That's right.
All right, MGMT is coming to Las Vegas. Going to be over at the Pearl inside the Palms on Thursday, November 21st. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Joe.
Joe, what's the correct answer?
NSYNC.
NSYNC is correct. Congratulations. See Mahoney right now. He's getting into it.
Got it? I thought you were going to at least do the dance move.
Yeah, come on, yeah, Lance Bass. Come on, man.
I was just enjoying it. Nobody can see us. I did the dance move. Sure.
No, you didn't. You got cameras in here.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one that means home, sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.